Good afternoon and welcome to the panel. Today, many people, maybe hundreds, maybe thousands, who knows, expected to turn up to Parliament today, actually about now, 4pm, or close to 4 anyway, to celebrate RNZ Concert's 87th birthday and show support for the station. We cross live to see what actually is happening. And new legislation to regulate vaping will be introduced to Parliament today in an effort to balance helping smokers and at the same time not encouraging new users. Have you used vaping to quit cigarettes? Let us know. And also this afternoon, the government's policy to make New Zealand's car fleet cleaner and greener has stalled. Greg Epps from the Motor Trade Association brings us up to speed on that. And fewer kids are reading for fun, and parents are being encouraged to do what they can to foster a love of books in children. With me today, we have editor of NZ Gun, Jo McCarroll. Kia ora, Jo.
Oh, kia ora,
it's good to have you on the show.
Lovely to be here.
And for the first time on this side of the panel, or those he's been on before, as an expert, managing director of Jacobi Consulting, business and trade commentator, Stephen Jacobi. Stephen, it's a pleasure to have you on.
Kia ora, Wallace.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and looking forward to this.
Yes, well, I'm looking forward to hearing your hot opinions and expertise on the various topics.
There'll be no shortage.
No. And we have, for our story of the day in Wellington, Robert Kelly. Hello, Robert.
Kia ora, Wallace.
How you doing?
I'm really well.
It's a beautiful day here.
Is it gorgeous now?
Yeah. Ah, lovely. We had, at long last, a smattering of rain in Auckland on Friday and a bit of Saturday. And I can tell you what, there were many faces to the sky just loving that rain. It was wonderful.
Yeah. It's good for the fields.
What do you have for us?
So I want to talk about political endorsement today, because Bernie Sanders was endorsed this afternoon, our time, by self-help author and online guru Marianne Williamson.
Was he now?
Yeah. And it's caused a bit of a kerfuffle amongst Sanders supporters, because she's extremely popular in some circles, but her comments on the use of antidepressants and vaccinations and like a lot of the self-help methodology that she's kind of outlined in her many best-selling books is seen as being kind of completely against the Sanders campaign approach to public health. And it really made me think about what a bind US politicians are in when it comes to endorsements.
Unwanted endorsements. Well, you want an endorsement, but you want the right time. I can recall what comes to mind when Donald Trump got an endorsement by David Duke, who was the former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. I can't recall what Donald Trump said about that, but it was one of those tricky moments, right?
He said it was the best endorsement he'd ever had, the greatest one. And there'll be others to come.
No one had ever had a better endorsement.
No one ever had a better endorsement. But the only endorsement that matters for Bernie Sanders, of course, is Barack Obama.
Barack Obama is, amongst Democrats, by far the most important endorsement.
Is that a fact?
So there's a US outfit who did a huge survey on this last year and started this year about who are the most important endorsements within the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, and independents. And Barack Obama and Michelle Obama are the two most important endorsements for Democrats before the Democratic Party. For Republicans, the most important endorsement is the party, followed by Donald Trump, followed by your spouse, which is the endorsement that you scream out for, I think. For independent voters, your spouse is the most important, which I think is quite sweet. No, the romance of the independent voter.
Wonderful.
Well, judging by Bernie Sanders' latest comments, he may even get Fidel Castro, which could be quite hard considering, you know. Well,
absolutely no comment on that. But the spousal endorsement is only number 8 for the Democrats, so take from that what you will. Sanders isn't new to this. Sorry.
Number 8 for the Democrats and number 3 for the Republicans.
And
the most important endorsement for the Republicans is the party itself.
Yes, it is.
How interesting.
Which has got its roots in history, I would imagine. For independents, it's spouse, then Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, and then your local mayor. The mayor doesn't turn up in Democrat or Republican things, but to be fair, independents have kind of less influence from members of their party because they don't really have a party or their party is tiny. Sanders isn't new to issues around endorsement. He was endorsed last month by Joe Rogan. Internet personality, podcaster, and in his own world, a superstar. And both Marianne Williamson and Joe Rogan really expose the problem that you have with these endorsements, because they're actually really good for you within that area.
Oh, right.
Like Marianne Williamson and Joe Rogan both have huge followings, and there are most likely people in those groups who don't vote. So if you can pick up votes that otherwise wouldn't be voting at all, then that's good. But so the trade-off is your base.
Oh, okay. So endorsements can translate to votes in a particular locale.
Yeah, and in a particular demographic. And in the kind of digital world, we now have demographics that defy the way that demographers traditionally draw them up along area lines.
Mm. Stephen, are endorsements as important in the New Zealand context than the political context? We don't have that sort of culture here, do we, so much?
No, I don't think they're nearly as important as they are in the United States, which is about capturing different interest groups. And so what you need in the United States is a whole lot of different endorsements appealing to different groups, even if they cancel each other out. It doesn't matter too much. I don't think they come across in quite the same way in New Zealand. The tragedy in the United States, of course, is that if you endorse Bernie Sanders now, which some people clearly want to do, what are they going to do if he doesn't get the nomination? And what does that say about the person who finally gets the nomination?
Right.
You need a single transferable endorsement.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. Next choice.
The other side of this, of course, is newspaper endorsement in the United States. And that's a very strong tradition there. But it's now run into a bit of a baffling time. There was only one newspaper that endorsed Trump in the run-up to that election.
One
major U.S. paper, which was the Las Vegas Review, who must have been feeling very smug on election day.
Yeah.
But traditionally, those endorsements were really important when print was king. But now I just don't know if they are still as important as they used to be. And I also wonder, like from a New Zealand perspective, like what Stephen was saying before, I find it quite baffling to see media outlets picking a side.
I believe that in the Sunday Star Times yesterday, the editor of the Sunday Star Times, Tracy Watkins, said that they were not going to pick a side in the election. They made a conscious choice not to endorse a political party.
And I'd be amazed to see a New Zealand outlet do it. I mean, to be fair, it's partly because we've got a much smaller media environment. But still, it seems like a very strange thing. The New York Times has endorsed Amy Klobuchar and Elizabeth Warren as a joint endorsement, which does feel a bit like hedging your bets.
Yes.
But that's a really important outfit that has a huge Washington newsroom and a huge domestic newsroom within the United States that are covering the election. So as a reporter, how would that make you feel? I don't know.
Yeah. I suppose it's moving away from the topic a little bit, but it's very interesting to see Bernie Sanders come through and really capturing Nevada the way he did. I mean, you've got the likes of Warren and Joe Biden right down the pole there. So it'll be interesting to see. It presents a bit of a interesting time for the Democrats, Stephen, to have this person who, you know, some would say is a bit of an outlier politically wise.
Well, I think that an avowed socialist, even though a Democratic one, could capture the high ground in the United States, I think is fairly surprising. But these are surprising times in the United States, aren't they? I think the cards have been well and truly thrown up in the air. Of course, we're seeing with the Democratic race today what we saw with the Republican race a couple of times ago when they had a large field, which spent all the time knocking each other to the ground and then not being able to come around the person who emerges. I think this is also related to Barack Obama's future endorsement. That's what the party will have to do, whoever wins this slugging match.
The point is not to be the Democratic nominee. The point is to be the president.
That's right. Yes. That is the big game.
And I think we saw even that happen in Australia where Kevin Rudd had a plan to beat Julia Gillard but didn't have a plan to win the election. You know, people get focused on these sort of preliminary squabbles.
And they're raising fundamental issues about the candidate. That's what I find really I don't know, I'm not an American, so I don't necessarily have to react to it like that. But I mean, if you're impinging the character's personality, trustworthiness, as opposed to their voting record or their stance on various policy positions.
You wonder if you're squandering all that political equity.
Well, I feel they are.
Just finally, Robert, so Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, have they actually endorsed anybody yet or does that come later?
I think they're reserving their bets for the moment, which is probably fair, Stephen.
Because
said.
I would have thought they might have endorsed Joe Biden, but he is way down.
Yeah, I mean, this is early days, right? We're only a few primaries in. We haven't got Bloomberg in the primaries yet.
No.
It's Super Tuesday's coming up. And so...
pretty soon.
It's just going to go on forever, Wallace.
Yes, that's right.
And I love it.
I'm afraid so.
Well, I think I'm exhausted by it already, but I am fascinated by a woman who's celebrated for her promotion of crystallography endorsing a presidential candidate.
Gotta love the USA.
Robert Kelly, thank you very much.